Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and yes, I have a little voice issue today, but I'm going to muscle through. Today, we're going to talk about Dr. Amen's 9 Rules to Brain Healthy Eating. And if you're going to eat right to think right, it's critical to make sure your food is loaded with proper nutrients that your body is able to properly digest. Here are the 9 rules we have refined over years of experience that Dr. Amen has refined, years of experience with their patients in the Amen clinics. Rule number 1, think high quality calories and not too many of them. If you have to choose between quality and quantity, go for the quality calories. The smartest strategy is to be both quality and quantity smart. One cinnamon roll can cost you 720 calories and will drain your brain, while a 400-calorie salad made of spinach, salmon, organic blueberries, apples, walnuts, and red bell peppers with vinegar and oil dressing will supercharge your energy and make you smarter. Okay. I think of calories like money, and Dr. Amen hates wasting money. If you have a high metabolism, like having a lot of money, you don't have to worry much about calories. If you have a low metabolism, like Dr. Amen, which gets worse as you grow older, then you have to be very wise in how you spend your calories. Research about calories is clear. If you eat more calories than you need, you'll be fatter, sicker, and less productive. In one study, researchers followed a large group of rhesus monkeys for 20 years. One group ate all the food they wanted. The other group ate 30% less. The monkeys who ate as much as they wanted were 3 times more likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Plus, researchers saw significant shrinkage in the important decision-making areas of their brains. In addition, the calorie-restricted monkeys had smoother skin and healthier fur. Making smart calorie decisions helps you control weight and decreases your risk for heart disease, cancer, and stroke from obesity, which is a major risk factor for all these illnesses. Even better, calorie restriction triggers certain mechanisms in the body to increase the production of nerve growth factors, which are beneficial to the brain. To get the most out of your food, think CROND, CROND. Calorie restriction, optimally nutritious, and delicious. That means making sure that every calorie you consume counts. Counting calories is also one of the keys to lasting weight loss. While many diet programs today have discarded this concept, instead insisting that you need to eat a specific ratio of protein, carbs, and fats in order to lose weight, a 2009 study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that calorie reduction, regardless of the percentage of fats, carbs, or proteins in the diet, is what leads to weight loss. Conducted at the Harvard School of Public Health and Brigham and Women's Hospital, the study enlisted 811 overweight individuals and assigned them to one of the following 4 diets, all of which had caloric restriction. One group was 20% fat, 15% protein, 65% carbs. The other group was 20, 25, and 55%. The third one was 40% fat, 15% protein, and 45% carbs. And the fourth one was 40, 25, and 35. At the conclusion of the 2-year study, all 4 groups had achieved a similar weight loss of an average of nearly 9 pounds in 2 years. Regardless of the amount of fat, carbs, or protein in a particular diet, the participants reported experiencing similar feelings of hunger and satiety. These findings reinforce the concept that calorie restriction is essential if you want to lose extra pounds. If weight is an issue for you, it is a smart idea to know how many calories a day you need to either maintain or lose weight. The average active 50-year-old woman needs about 1,800 calories a day. Keeping a food journal is an invaluable tool to help you stop lying to yourself and having calorie amnesia. You can go to mybrainfitlife.com for more resources. You'll also find information on how to cut your calories by 30% without feeling hungry. So that is rule number one. Rule number two, don't drink your calories. Your brain is 80% water. Anything that dehydrates it, such as too much caffeine or alcohol, decreases your thinking and impairs your judgment. Make sure you drink 8 glasses of water a day. That is an old suggestion. You need to drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day, because somebody that's 300 pounds needs way more water than someone that weighs 100 pounds. So in other words, the 100-pound person would drink 50 ounces of water, and the 300-pound person would drink 150 ounces of water. On a trip to New York City, Dr. Amon saw a poster that read, "Are you pouring on the pounds? Don't drink yourself fat." He thought it was brilliant. A study found that on average, Americans drink 450 calories a day, twice as many as we did 30 years ago. Most people tend to not count the calories they drink, but those extra 225 calories a day will put 23 pounds of fat on your body in a year. Did you know that some coffee drinks or some cocktails, such as margaritas, can cost you more than 700 calories? One very simple strategy that can help you lose a lot of weight is to eliminate any of the calories you drink. Dr. Amon's favorite drink is water mixed with a little lemon juice and a little bit of the natural sweetener stevia. It tastes like lemonade, so he feels like he's spoiling himself when he drinks it, and it has virtually no calories. Many of his patients make spa water, which is water with a few cucumber slices, lemons, or strawberries in it, and really feel like they're spoiling themselves as well. Rule number three, eat clean protein. Protein helps balance your blood sugar and provides the necessary building blocks for brain health, and is critically important because it helps maintain lean muscle mass, which is a real issue as we age. As much as possible, make sure your protein sources and the rest of your food are clean, which means organic, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, free-range, and grass-fed. Always think about what was fed to the things you eat, because you're eating those things as well. Great sources of protein include eggs, fish, wild, not farmed, lamb, turkey, or chicken, raw nuts, and high-protein vegetables such as broccoli and spinach. I use spinach instead of lettuce in my salads, this is Dr. Amon talking, for a huge nutrition boost. Protein powders can also be a good source, but read the labels, because many companies put a lot of sugar and other unhealthy ingredients in their powders. That's the truth. You got to see what's in your protein powder. It is important to start each day with protein to boost your focus and concentration skills. More on this in a bit. Rule number four, eat smart carbs. Carbs are divided into two categories, simple, which includes white breads, cakes, etc., and complex, whole plant foods like green or starchy vegetables, fruits like blueberries and apples, etc. Simple carbs, which have a high glycemic index, cause your blood sugar to spike, while complex carbs have a lower glycemic index, are digested more slowly, are generally accompanied by other nutrients, and are higher in fiber. Carbohydrates per se are not the enemy. They are essential to your life, but carbs that have been stripped of any nutritional value are the enemy. While simple sugars are created in the body from any type of carb, those that come from simple carbs generally don't have any nutritional value attached to them. Sugar, which is addictive, increases inflammation in your body, increases erratic brain cell firing, and has been implicated in aggression. In a new study, children who were given sugar every day had a significantly higher risk for violence later in life. Dr. Amon does not agree with the people who say everything in moderation. Cocaine, arsenic, or having affairs in moderation is not a good idea. The less sugar in your life, the better your life will be, period. Dr. Amon likes the old saying, the whiter the bread, the faster you're dead. Get to know the glycemic index. The glycemic index rates carbohydrates according to their effects on blood sugar. Foods are ranked on a scale from 1 to 100 plus. Glucose is 100. With the lowest glycemic foods at the smaller end of the scale, in general, Dr. Amon likes to stick to healthy foods that are under 60. Eating a diet that is filled with low glycemic foods will lower your blood glucose levels, decrease cravings, and help with weight loss. The important concept to remember is that the high blood sugar levels are bad for your blood vessels, your brain, and your waistline. However, you'll want to be careful not to go only by the glycemic index to choose your foods. Some foods that are low glycemic aren't healthy for you, while others that rank higher on the scale are quite good for you. For example, peanut M&Ms have a glycemic index of 33, while steel-cut oatmeal has a glycemic index of about 52. Does this mean that it's better for you to eat peanut M&Ms? No. Peanut M&Ms are loaded with saturated fat, artificial food coloring, and other things that are not brain healthy. Steel-cut oatmeal is a high-fiber food that helps regulate your blood sugar for hours. Use your brain when choosing your food. Similarly, some fruits like watermelon and pineapple have a high glycemic index. While they are still healthy and certainly better than M&Ms, it is wise to consume more fruits from the low end of the spectrum. Some starches like potatoes and some high-fiber products like whole wheat bread are also on the high end of the list. My advice is to think of these foods as condiments. Eat smaller portions and combine them with proteins and healthy fats to reduce their impact on blood sugar levels. In general, vegetables, fruits, legumes, and nuts are the best low glycemic index options. A diet rich in whole, minimally processed, low glycemic index foods not only helps you lose weight, it has also been found to help control diabetes, according to a 2011 review of the scientific literature in the British Journal of Nutrition. You want to choose high-fiber carbs. High-fiber foods are one of your best weight loss and brain health weapons. Years of research have found that the more fiber you eat, the better for your health and weight. So how does dietary fiber fight fat? First, it helps regulate the appetite hormone ghrelin, which tells your brain that you are hungry. Ghrelin levels are often out of balance in people with a high body mass index. So you always feel hungry no matter how much you eat. New research shows that high ghrelin levels not only make you feel hungrier, they also increase the desire for high-calorie foods compared with low-calorie fare, so it's a double whammy. But fiber can help. One study showed that eating a diet high in fiber helped balance ghrelin levels in overweight and obese people. This can turn off the constant hunger and reduce the appeal of high-calorie foods. Second, no matter how much you weigh, eating fiber-rich foods helps you feel full longer so you don't get the munchies an hour after you eat. Third, fiber slows the absorption of food into the bloodstream, which helps balance your blood sugar. This can help you make better food choices and fight cravings later in the day. In fact, fiber takes so long to be digested by your body, a person eating a diet that provides 20 to 35 grams of fiber a day will burn an extra 150 calories a day or lose 16 extra pounds a year. These three things alone can go a long way in helping you avoid extra calories. Fiber-friendly foods boast a number of other healthy benefits as well, including balancing cholesterol, keeping your digestive tract moving, reducing high blood pressure, and reducing the risk of cancer. Experts recommend eating 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day, but research shows that most adults fall far short of that. So how can you boost your fiber intake? Eat more brain-healthy foods like vegetables, fruits, and legumes. Next time, we're going to focus on healthy fats. And that is rule number 5. We also have a link in the description of the podcast to the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass. It's a really great group, and we're learning a lot. We're learning about nutrition. We're utilizing information from Dr. Amen, Dr. Bredesen, Dave Asprey, and a lot of the other really popular biohackers. And you can click on that and join the wait list, and we'll let you know when the next registration is open for our next Brain Builders Masterclass online. Have a phenomenal day, and we will see you tomorrow. Hopefully my voice will be back. Have a good day.